Welcome to the blogcast, Let There Be Luz. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Luz Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. This is the third episode in the Moon Cycle series. In this series, we will talk about what it's like to become a woman, how we've dealt with it, and how we deal with it. My intention for this series is to change the dialogue surrounding our cycle. Return to the one. Welcome back to episode 3. I'm so excited to discuss the 4 phases that we enter during our cycle. But before we get started, I do want to say that if you are tuning in for the very first time, I just want to let you know that this is not a standalone episode, meaning you can't just listen to this episode. Well, you can, but if you want to get the full series, then I would suggest going over to episode 1 with the series introduction so that you can begin this journey with us. All right, so here we go, you guys. 4 phases. Who is excited about this? I'm really excited about this because I feel like when I took note of the 4 phases, this is when I was really able to just learn and really understand what it means to embrace our cycle. So as I mentioned, there are 4 phases that we encounter. Each phase lasts approximately a week or so, give or take, and the phases do overlap and bleed into each other, no pun intended. It has really been interesting going through these phases myself and tracking the phases. I had a really big epiphany as I wrapped up my cycle and I sort of looked over the 4 phases. And that epiphany was how much power the moon has over the earth is a direct reflection of how much power our cycle has over our home. Meaning that everyone that lives in the house is ruled by the woman's cycle. As you know, if you're living with another woman, then you cycle together. That epiphany was so polarizing to me because it made me really appreciate this journey even more, as if I couldn't be more appreciative, but it really made me look at it as a queen in her queendom. I don't want to be controlled by my cycle or lash out and react towards my cycle. This really puts you in a proactive mode. So you're not reacting, you're being proactive. And it's really a way for us to make our cycle work for us instead of our cycle ruling our domain. As we get into the 4 phase overview, I do want you to look at this as a sort of guide. I don't want you to take the patterns that we're going to discuss as yours, because each pattern is individual to each woman. The way you react to each phase pertains to you, how you handle the situation. So just use this as a guide. What I really want you to do is to feel empowered to begin journaling this experience. This was a difficult process for me to take in because I'm not the journaling type of person. I like to write down affirmations. I like to write down my intentions. I like to write down what I'm grateful for, but I'm not really big on writing down what happened throughout the week, my highs and my lows. And this was a trigger for me because I've trained myself to focus on the things I do want instead of focusing on what I don't want or what I don't like. If you can relate to me, let me just tell you that this experience has been so powerful, and you don't necessarily have to journal every day. You just have to sort of sum up the way you felt at the end of the week if you don't feel like touching this every single day, which is what I did. I just summed up my week. I also wanted to mention that one of the most common questions I get asked all the time is, how do I tap into my intuition? And I've never really been able to give a direct answer to that question. I've always listened to my intuition since I was a very little girl. So I never really knew how to guide someone and how to listen to their intuition. All I could tell them was that it's a voice that comes from the heart, but it wasn't the voice that lived in the head. So I feel like after journaling these four phases, I can really provide a sort of blueprint of how to really connect to your intuition. So this is a great place to start. One more note that I want to discuss before we get into talking about all of the phases. There are layers to this. We have seasons, and seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter, all of those seasons impact our cycles and our patterns. There's a deeper layer to this, and that is that the moon and the energy the moon projects on us also impacts our cycles and the patterns. So I just want you to be aware of that as you're working through your journal. You may already begin to make connections to the energy that the moon is projecting, and you may already begin to tie those in. We're going to get into that in the next couple of weeks. On this episode, we're going to start with step one in moon journaling and tracking our phases and learning the archetypes. That's all we're going to do, and that's all we need to focus on. We're going to take a short break, and during our break, we're going to hear from a couple of our listeners. After episode two aired, we had two women write into us back to back with practically the same story. They both have endometriosis. I'm not going to go into the details of their story because they're personal stories, but the same theme that they had going on in their lives were identical to one another. I found that so interesting. It impacted me. One of them had found a lot of material on how to deal with endometriosis, and the other one was a little bit in the dark. She was trying to understand and process. They were both having to make really challenging decisions. I really believe that they were meant to connect. I found this to be so powerful. I just want to say thank you, Blanca, and thank you, Liana, for writing in, telling me your story. I'm so happy that we were able to connect the both of you and that you're able to exchange and share information. I understand how topics like these can be very isolating if you don't have anybody to talk about this with. So I'm really happy that you guys have found each other. If you have endometriosis, I want to let you know that Blanca has found a couple of books that she has found really helpful, and she wants to share that information with you guys. The Hormone Cure by Sandra Gottfried, and What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Premenopause by Dr. John Lee. This information will be in our show notes on lettherebeloose.com. Again, thank you so much, ladies, for sharing your stories. I'm happy you guys were able to connect. Blanca, thank you so much for sharing your information. Here are the four phases that we encounter through our cycle. The first phase is the wise woman or crone phase. This is during the bleed. The second phase is the virgin or maiden phase, and this is pre-ovulation. The third phase is the mother phase, and that is during ovulation. And the fourth phase is the enchantress phase or wild woman phase, which is experienced pre-bleed, also known as pre-menstrual. So do any of these archetypes sound familiar to you guys? They should be really familiar because we've actually been learning about these four archetypes our entire lives. They are very prominent characters in all of the fairy tale films that we have been watching. We're actually watching a cycle of what the woman goes through, not only a cycle throughout the years of her life, but the monthly cycle. I will be going through each of the four phases, but I'm also going to take another step and share my journey through the four phases last month so you can kind of get a good idea of what was executed and what took place during the four phases. Phase one, the wise woman phase, also known as the crone. This phase is during our bleed. This phase is ruled by winter energy. The element is water, and it's a reflection of death. This archetype is probably one of the phases that is the least valued. We dismiss this phase. We don't want to connect to this phase. We dislike this phase because it brings pain. It's a reminder of death. It's a reminder of our age. It's a challenging phase for us, but as I've been mentioning, this is also the most powerful phase. Unfortunately, a lot of wiser people are, you know, chalked up to being cute, but I want to remind you that they also have an abundance of experience that we can tap into. This is the phase where you want to go inward and really tap into what your inner voice is saying. This is definitely the phase to retreat. You can be much more irritated during this phase because your intuition is trying to get you to take a deep dive within. And sometimes when you have your family or your children tugging at you, you get irritated because you want to just shut down and retreat. That is a natural defense mechanism that we encounter during the wise woman phase. We can begin to feel a little lonely and sad. We do experience a lot of darkness during this phase. For me, the way I visually see it is I almost look at my uterus and I see how my uterus comes down into a V. I watch the flow go down the uterus, down out of my vagina, but I also see it as like a black hole where energy is just pouring out of it. That's the same way that I feel during this phase. This is why it is very important for you to retreat during this phase, because there are things that we can learn through the journey of that black hole. And if we push this time away and decide to go outwards and spend it with other people's energy, we can pick up outer energy and bring it into our black hole, bring it into our home. And we can begin to pick up on intentions and ideas that aren't pertaining to us and aren't aligned with us. This is why it's an important time to retreat, remain isolated, so you're not getting conflicted messages from other people's energy, because we are at our most sensitive during this time. We are at our most fragile. If you think about it, when you look at a wise woman, she's very fragile, but she is also very strong, and she has this amazing awareness to her. So we have to be very careful about how we treat our bodies during this stage. During this stage, I would highly recommend for you to highlight it on your calendar and really take note of who gets to interact with you during this stage. If you already have commitments during this time, it's okay. Maybe you need to cancel some commitments. Maybe you can't cancel some commitments. Make sure to give yourself enough time before and after each commitment to decompress. Be sure to bathe yourself with salt water, meditate, try to do your best to disconnect from any energies that you may have picked up while you're communing with other people during this time, if it is that you have to commune. I would strongly suggest that you would begin sort of training your family. I'm not sure what the proper word is. Setting expectations, I guess, is a much better way to say it. But set expectations with your family, set boundaries. Say, you know, an hour after dinner is my alone time this week. Every day this week after dinner, I'm going to have alone time. Read a book, journal. Really try to understand what your intuition and your inner soul is trying to teach you during this time. During this time is where clear intentions are born. Really try to hone in on your personal power, because this phase is what's going to set the foundation for the next phases. And that's really how I want you to look at it. I want you to really look at it as the foundation of the building. You're flattening out the dirt in order to pour down the foundation so that you can build a really strong building for the phases that are to come. The energy will come for you to take the next steps. But for right now, just take the time to focus on on yourself. So last month for me during my wise woman phase, I was feeling extremely isolated. I was feeling very lonely. Everything was weighing really heavy on me. Everything was irritating me when my family needed something from me, even things that I couldn't escape. Like I can't escape breastfeeding. I have to breastfeed. I had to make sure that I was meditating and really finding peace and really listening to my inner voice during this phase. What's really interesting is that I created a video and I didn't even realize in creating the video that I was actually summing up what the wise woman phase is. This video was titled When Life Gets Hard. I'm going to link the video in the show notes if you guys want to take a look at that video if you haven't already. A lot of women identified with this video. I felt like it was a very empowering video for me to just admit that it gets really hard and these are the emotions that I travel through. I really thought I was just needing a creative outlet and this is the way I was going to be creative. I was just going to explain or express how I was feeling and that if anyone else identified with me, that they weren't alone. I found that to be extremely interesting as I began to look back and find the patterns in my phases. Now we have phase two. This is the virgin or the maiden phase. This is the phase of pre-ovulation. And this phase is ruled by the spring energy. The element is air, and it's a reflection of rebirth. So in this phase, you are very dynamic and energetic and you're bubbly and you feel great about yourself and you want to go out into the world and share your ideas. You're open, you're very creative, and like I said, your energy is hyper focused. So what you want to do during the virgin or maiden phase, and by the way, when I say virgin, I don't mean what we consider to be a virgin in today's time. In the earlier times, a virgin just meant someone that was free and actually wasn't tied to any man, didn't belong to anyone. Isn't that amazing? So that is what I mean when I say virgin. You're exuberant. I want to use the word exuberant. I don't think I've ever used the word exuberant, but that's what I think about when I think about the virgin phase. This is the time when you want to take all of the intentions from the wise woman phase and you want to begin to execute them. Execute them fierce and execute them boldly. Let me explain something really quick. If you really honed in on your wise woman and you pulled up intentions that aligned with your soul, then in your virgin phase, you are going to be able to execute those phases like nobody's business, like boom, one right after the other. The next task, it's going to be a go, 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 go mode. If you didn't tap into your wise woman phase, then I almost perceive this phase to be very chaotic. This is a time where you might be trying to execute intentions that do not belong to you. You brought in energies or you brought in someone else's ideas, and you're going to go full force up against one wall, up against the next wall, up against the next wall. So this is why it's very important to take into consideration every single phase. All right. Let's say that you aligned with your wise woman, you honed in, you're really going to be able to take everything to the next level and it's going to flow so easily because your intentions were set during the wise woman phase and you didn't make a move. It's almost like you gave time for the universe to put all of the pieces into place. The universe is already working on your step three, your step four, your step five. So when you execute step one during your virgin phase, it's going to be so easy to climb up to step two and then step three, and you're going to be able to keep going. The energy that you have during this phase is an energy that you really need to capitalize on. You can catch up from things that you eased off of during your wise woman phase. So make sure to just use this energy wisely. This energy, though, that you experience is very self-focused. It's very, even though you're projecting outwards, all of your goals during this phase should be very selfish in a way. And I don't want selfish to come off as something bad, but it should be very driven you should be nurturing yourself at this moment, and moving forward ideas that belong to you. Like I said, it's the rebirth. You're birthing all of your projects in terms of the element that you're carrying. You're very much like air. Nothing can obstruct you when you're air. So it's very much the feeling. And then, of course, we're in the spring season. This is a time to blossom, just like flowers blossom in the spring. So harness that energy. During my virgin phase, I was very productive last month. I really felt brand new. I felt like I could take on the world. I wrote the first episode of the podcast. I wrote it in like 10 minutes. And I know that sounds really crazy, but it flowed. I really felt like I was a waterfall of ideas. The waterfall was so powerful and there was so much energy behind me that it was almost like explosive. I wrote, I produced, I directed, I edited the first episode, and I have to mention all of those elements because if you remember the first episode, it was very storytelling and there was a production behind that, and that flowed through me so easily. I remember coming out of the room, hit play for Alfonso, and he was like, wow. It wasn't like I could rest now. No, next, what was up? I needed to build my website. I needed to build all the elements on the website. I needed to integrate everything into my website. I began to do my graphics for the Sacred Circle. I ironed out the format that I wanted the Sacred Circle to flow in. The entire week for me was completely in flow, effortlessly. I know it sounds chaotic because there was so much that I was fleshing out, but I really moved through it flowy, effortlessly navigating through that particular week. Phase three, the mother phase. We are in ovulation during this phase. This phase is ruled by the summer energy. The element is earth and it's a reflection of growth. You're still high energy during this phase, but it's a different type of energy than the high energy that you had in the virgin phase. This energy is projected towards everyone. You're not focused on your personal projects or your personal drive. You're actually focused on the care and the need to nurture other people. You're much more compassionate during this phase. During this phase is a great phase to spend time with friends, connect with friends, have a date night, reconnect with your lover on a more deeper level where there's more harmony and it's a much more meaningful connectedness that you feel. There's a strong need to nurture everything that surrounds you, the earth. This is a perfect time to spend in the garden. This is the perfect time to spend hiking. Like, you're just in need of nurturing others. It's such a lovely phase. This is the perfect stage to focus on your home, on your family. Take all of what you were executing in the virgin stage and literally drive it home because you're headed back home now. So this is the perfect time to button up all of your creative projects that you were executing. Use the energy to just close everything up. Week three for me of the mother stage, I really enjoyed cooking. I enjoy cooking overall, but especially during this stage, I was very present in the kitchen when I was cutting tomatoes and just working on the food. I could really sense the love and energy that I was putting into everything that I was touching. It was very hippie-ish, I guess you could say. I did feel a strong appreciation for my family. I was very patient during this phase and just loving, and everything was okay. And I just felt really great during this phase. I was very creative. I wrote a meditation that I shared during the Sacred Circle during this phase. I was still honing in on my creative energy and starting something new, but I was starting something new for other people. It wasn't for me. It was a meditation that other people could enjoy. And I gained so much pleasure out of doing that. It was so satisfying to me. This week, I also hosted the Sacred Circle, which felt like the perfect time to host any type of ritual like this. I was holding a lot of space, and all of this came really naturally and easily for me. Phase four, the enchantress phase or the wild woman phase. This is pre-bleed, also known as premenstrual. This phase is ruled by the fall energy and the element is fire. And it is a reflection of decline. In this stage, you are so much more primal and raw, and you're unapologetic about how you want things. This is a powerful time to really connect with your psychic abilities. It's a great time to really hone in on your inner shaman. You really have the ability to sort of heal. You're coming off of the mother energy, so you can really practice healing during this time. In terms of the wild woman during this phase, as I mentioned, you can be very primal, so the energy level during this phase could be a very raw energy level, much different from the mother phase. So you can experience a different type of sexual relationship with your partner during this phase. You have to be really aware of this phase though, because it is the declining phase, you're going into death. I feel like you kind of feel like you've just created all of this magic and you sort of bask in the magic in the beginning of this phase, but then you begin to realize that you're losing grip and a lot of fear begins to associate itself with this phase, and then you begin to phase in the pain. So you're entering the phase, the next phase, which is the wise woman. We're back to death, back to the crone. So this phase for me, I have to say that I find it also difficult, like the wise woman phase. I think the wise woman phase, I feel more melancholy, a little bit more, I guess, on the depressed side. With the enchantress phase, I definitely feel the fire element where I'm just like all claws out. Like I can really snap at any given moment with my family, with anybody. I can take things out of context. One thing you also have to be aware during the enchantress time is that your immune system begins to drop during this week. So this is when we are the most vulnerable. Let's just get into like what I experienced. I was embracing my power in the beginning and I was very connected to magic and being able to create and being able to manifest. There was a little bit of an element of the ego, I want to say. There was parts of it that was ego driven, kind of like, look what I created, look what I did. You have to be very careful in this phase because the enchantress phase can be the most destructive phase that you can enter, where you want to sort of destroy anything, any project you were working on. This is the phase where you want to just give up. Those are the feelings that arose for me during this phase. I begin to have self-doubt. I feel a little lost. Just to give you an example, I tried to record this episode yesterday and I couldn't record it. I even started recording audio about how sad and awful I was feeling and I didn't want to do the podcast anymore. I had to take a moment and realize I'm in the enchantress phase on the decline. I'm about to enter the wise woman phase. Of course, I want to end the podcast. Of course, I want to tell my listeners I can't do this. All of those feelings were real. They were real in that moment. They're not real today. And I gained my confidence back, but I had to really stop and I had to remind myself and I had to disconnect. I had to ask for strength. I had to ask for clarity. So I'm just sharing all of my experience because I wanted you guys to see the overall phases that I went through and how I worked through the phases and what I was able to execute and when I fell flat on my face. I fell flat on my face yesterday, you guys, and I feel so much better today. I am so glad that I didn't try to push myself yesterday and try to force out an episode because it wasn't feeling right. And I knew that you guys were going to be able to feel that. But there was also a part of me that was being hard on myself because I didn't know when the third episode would be released. But I also knew that you guys would understand. I also had to practice what I'm preaching here. This is such a weird experience for me. It's almost like an experiment because not only am I talking about the moon cycle, but I'm also having to live it and execute it. You guys are really hearing a real life demonstration of my experience through these cycles, which is really interesting. So those are the four cycles. We're going to take a break because I know there's a lot to process. When we come back, we're going to talk about the moon work that I would like to suggest. Return to the one. I know that was a lot to process. There's an amazing chart that I'm going to add into the show notes. The chart is from the happywomb.com website. It was developed by Lucy Pierce. I really love this chart because I found it really helpful when I was trying to understand all of the four phases and just put everything into perspective. So the moon work that I would suggest that you begin working on this week is obviously to start looking at the four phases and start summing up how you feel after each phase. If you're somebody that likes to journal, like I said, by all means, go for it. If you're like me, you're not really into that every day, then just sum up the way you felt at the end of the week. I can't stress enough how much doing this is really going to help you identify the patterns and identify your strengths and weaknesses and know where to focus and where to apply your energy. Again, you're also going to be able to really lay out your month and how things need to be executed effectively and efficiently to work towards your benefit. The other moon work suggestion that I have is, as I mentioned before, you want to start tracking and seeing where you fall in line with the moon. There are three different types of women. One woman that bleeds with the new moon, that is called the white moon cycle. And there's another woman that bleeds with the full moon, and that is called the red moon cycle. And then there's women that stagger in between that. I really feel like the goal is to really align yourself to the rhythm of the moon, because this is going to make flow come so much easier when you're aligned with the moon. If you're a woman that has a staggered cycle, in order for you to find alignment and start cycling with the moon, some of the exercises I would suggest that you do is to go outside at night and definitely embrace the full moon and also embrace the new moon, or anytime that it's nighttime and you just want to go outside and connect with the moon. But definitely try to do it on its two most powerful phases. This is going to start getting your cycle aligned to the moon. Now, for next week, what we're going to do is just have a meditation. I read in the book Red Moon by Miranda Gray, she actually had a meditation on the uterus. I'm going to write my own meditation and I'm going to share it with you guys on here for next week's episode. This is going to be a meditation that you can connect to anytime you want. You can do meditation in motion, which is to listen to it while you're driving, listen to it when you want to relieve some stress. Definitely listen to it while you're relaxing with some candles, maybe even during a bath. But what this is going to do is it's really going to help us to be conscious of our uterus and have a deeper connection with it. Thank you guys for joining me on today's blogcast. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Let There Be Luz. Send us an email at lettherebeluzpodcast@gmail.com and check out the show notes on lettherebeluz.com. You can find me at Luz Warrior on Instagram. Also, don't forget to rate and review this podcast if you're really connecting to with what you're hearing. Rating the podcast really helps other listeners be able to find this podcast. I still have the giveaway going on, so if you review the podcast, you're going to get a chance to win the We Moon Calendar 2018. It's an amazing calendar. I absolutely love it. Till next time. Thank you to Carlos Ponce for the sick graphic and to Hyphen Select from Mental Physics for the dope.